Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they crews. Greg, the Mark, and Mark says they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they crews. Greg, the Mark, and Mark says they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they crews. I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is that money. You can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me get it through. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, told me I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match. We gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT. All that wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. Putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texas, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texas.
No, I ain't getting nowhere. I just went wild spin.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. And as always, you know I got to be with my brother, my co-host, Greg, the Mark. What's going on, brother?
Good evening.
How you doing tonight, brother? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm just making this journey home. I'm almost there. I'm excited to talk about some wrestling tonight.
Oh, yeah. So, man, what a week! What another weekend we had over here at the Rated R when we went on to pro wrestling. We're going to start off with Pro Wrestling All-Stars, and then we ended up on Sunday at Horseland, man. Dude.
Another eventful weekend.
Yes, just a great weekend. And I had, I had an exciting weekend actually on Sunday. Well, my favorite day was on Sunday because we're going to talk more about that later. But how about we talk about Friday, man? Friday at Pro Wrestling All Stars, Star Stripes and Slams. Friday on September 11th, where we all remembered the people from September 11th at Knights of Columbus in beautiful Southwest Detroit. Yeah, that was an eventful day too. The pre-show was actually Ryan Freeman. As he went against Alex Van Zandt, and he, you know, the match went back and forth. It was all right. It didn't last too long, but at the end of the night, Ryan Freeman picked up the win against AVZ, as I would call him, probably. I don't know if he got the nickname or not. But, yeah, that match was pretty good. What did you think about that match?
It was actually a pretty good match. Alex Van Zandt is a guy that I love to hate. Can't stand that guy. Fuck that guy. But, you know, a lot of fun to boo. And, man, I haven't seen a lot of Ryan Freeman. It was a nice showing by both guys. Actually, a really good match. And then
from Ohio.
Yeah, we had a little tease of another Soul Taker encounter for AVZ. He's taking a lot of ass whoopings at the hands of the Soul Taker here lately.
Yeah, he has. Soul Taker got some sort of, as we call it, heat with AVZ. So, I mean, we're going to see what happens tomorrow night in Melvindale, Michigan at PWAS. Let's see if
there
they encounter each other again.
There was a challenge laid out. I believe it's Soul Taker and AVZ again that we're going to see tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. And so tomorrow we'll see that. We'll see what's going on with that, man. You know, this is actually going to be a nice event again. It's going to be a fan appreciation night because over there at PWAS with Steven Rivera, he cares about his fans and he wants to show the appreciation. So tomorrow, again, guys, $5 to get in to see some great pro wrestling, see some great matches, see some of your favorite PWAS superstars. Just $5.
Yeah, this is two shows in a row they're doing for $5, man. It's a hell of a deal. And even at the regular pricing at the Play Atlantis, I mean, $12 for an adult, $5 for a kid, and $30 for two adults and two children, which is also a hell of a deal.
That is a great deal. Yes, it is. Man. And especially,
but
you
tomorrow,
know,
$5, man. All day.
Tomorrow, $5, everybody. So make your way out to Melvindale, Michigan if you love pro wrestling and it's Friday night. Yeah, and it's family friendly, so bring the whole family, like we said. You can get the family pack for $30, two adults, one child. That's not a bad deal. So I would, you know what I'm saying, I advise you guys to make your way out to Melvindale, Michigan, because it's always a great show at PWAS.
Yes, it is. Every show I've attended at PWAS, definitely worth the price of admission. All kinds of fun fans, great talent, great show.
Such as your world heavyweight champion, the Dread King Logan, as tomorrow night he will have a Slay the Day open challenge for his PWAS Heavyweight Championship. He's going to put his crown on the line on whoever in the back wants a challenge for that championship. He's given opportunity to somebody to take a ass whooping from the Dread King. From the Dread King. I'm sorry.
Whoever answers that challenge is going home with a headache and empty-handed as well. Dread King, I think, is going to hold this title for a long time. Who can beat Dread King Logan right now in Pro Wrestling All-Star? I can't. I don't see
it right now.
There's
tough challengers, but we don't know who could take the championship off of the Dread King Logan. But, you know, we can't say there ain't a lot of competitors because, I mean, there is the Soul Taker. There is the Soul Taker. That's a big challenge that the Dread King Logan can see if it can climb that mountain, but we don't know yet.
Rick Cartier, I think, has a legitimate bitch for a title shot. I mean, he defeated Chuck Stein. Chuck Stein was the one I think had the best claim, and you know, he fought Cartier at Knights of Columbus, and then he fought Cartier at Play Atlantis in the chain match 2 weeks ago, and Cartier came out victorious. I mean, yeah, that could be your number one contender right there.
No, I totally agree, and I'm not going to lie. Rick Cartier, the old school Rick Cartier, man, as you know, he's a great heel. The way he carries his persona is just, man, his heelness, everybody boos him, so he's doing something right. And then he proves it in the ring every time he steps in there. As he, you know what I'm saying, like Friday, he defeated Gio Bronco in a match. You know what I'm saying? That was a great match. That was actually the first match of the night. I don't know why he's the first match of the night. Should have been the main event in my view, but I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, man, old school Rick Cartier, you actually got a legitimate, you know, argument there for him to be number one contender for that championship.
I think Rick Cartier is smarter than that, though. He showed that he has some loyalty and that he is a follower of the Dread King Logan. And I don't know that Rick Cartier wants that smoke at this point.
Well, I mean, you got to.
He may have the most legitimate
claim. Yeah.
And, of course, I would love to see Atlas Hightower challenge for that championship. But, it's another guy. He's kind of on a string of losses here recently. But I think that, he's going to come out of that now that he's disassociated himself with possibly, I would say, some people that were holding him back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the threat is the biggest faction in Michigan history.
But let me ask you this. You're saying can the Threat 2020 match up to any other generation of the Threat? I don't think they do. I don't think the threat is as strong as they once were. I think that I think there's a different threat, a different faction. Same leadership, but this leadership is not, I'm just going to say it, is not taking anybody in this faction very far. I mean, one can argue that Atlas Hightower had a better opportunity one-on-one without Rivera at ringside to become, you know, the Cruiser Corps champion.
Corps champion.
And then obviously he would have had a better chance by himself because Rivera got himself pinned and cost him the win in the rematch. So now here Atlas looks 0-2 when one could argue that those are Rivera's losses, not necessarily Atlas's.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Atlas Hightower is such a great talent. He is who he is, and he is Mr. Run This Ring. He's Mr. Run This Ring, and I totally agree with you on that. And I'm great. You know, me and Atlas are actually great friends. Me and Atlas, you know, we hang out sometimes. You know, I help film some of his promos, and he's such a great talent outside of the inside and outside of the ring. You know what I'm saying? He can do it all. He runs the ring.
Absolutely. Atlas has definitely been a staple of Pro Wrestling All-Stars, and he's definitely a superstar in my book.
Three-time Cruiser Corps champion. And Atlas, like I said, I know him. He's a great friend of mine. And he loves to practice his every move, and that's what makes him great. Not just because he's 6 foot tall.
Man, the guy...
I totally agree with you, and I like you said earlier, Steve Rivera is the man who cost Atlas Hightower that Cruiser Corps championship, not once, but twice. Two times he made Atlas Hightower, he cost the matches for Cruiser Corps championship gold. So now, if Atlas Hightower was to get another one-on-one matchup for the Cruiser Corps championship by himself, without the threat mode off, run the ring rope mode on, and, you know, be focused, can Atlas Hightower become the four-time Cruiser Corps champion? I totally believe in that could happen.
I do, but Tanner Nix does not owe Atlas Hightower another shot. I mean, for heaven's sake, he fought Rivera and Atlas in a handicap match. I mean, I think there's another situation where Atlas is going to have to regain contendership for that championship. The question is, who is the next contender?
That's a great question. You know, because tomorrow we can actually figure that out. We can FIO that because, you know, Mr. FIO himself, the CEO, if you want to call him, Mr. FIO of PWAS, Steve Rivera will figure that out. And I'm
the
pretty sure.
CEO of FIO.
Right, the CEO of FIO. Yeah, Mr. PWAS himself. He'll probably let us be known tomorrow night. And whoever it is, I'm pretty sure.
Let us be known tomorrow night.
It would be a suitable number one contender for that Cruiser Corps title. And Tanner Nix, I believe, because I'm a Tanner Nix guy. I like Tanner Nix. Tanner Two Belts. Is ready to defend that championship against whoever comes into that ring to get that championship away from him.
I am very, very impressed with Tanner Nix. I didn't think he could beat Atlas the first time. I thought it was fortunate that Rivera cost Atlas the match. And then, you know, the rematch, I mean, say what you will, he pinned Rivera. He beat Atlas and Rivera in a handicap match. And it's hard to beat any two guys in a handicap match, let alone a legend like a Rivera or a superstar like Atlas Hightower.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And Tanner Nix is I told you. And I've been a Tanner Nix guy for a while. I've been a Tanner Nix guy since he started. And Tanner Nix is one great talent, and I believe he's on his way in a short time. He's going to shoot to the moon in a short time, dude, because he's such a great talent. He's Tanner two belts. He's holding belts in two promotions, probably even more that I don't even know of, but he's Metro Pro Wrestling, Metro Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champion, and also with TJ Myers, the Lost Soul, and also he's the Cruiser Core Champion in PWAS, so that's got to tell you something about the dude. He's winning championships in such a short time in his career, and he's on to better things after that.
TJ Meyer, another guy, super impressive.
Oh, yeah, TJ Tubelt.
He successfully
TJ Tubelt
defended his title Friday night.
TJ Tubelt.
And, I really hope there's a nice long reign in TJ's future. It took so long for him to, you know, finally be the junior heavyweight champion. I think he's determined. I think he's going to be hard to beat. And I also, you know, how far away is Jay Maynard from, you know, he showed the respect to TJ Meyer, he accepted the defeat, but you got to know deep down that Jay Maynard wants to reclaim that championship.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Maynard will drink some beers and whoop some ass, I'll tell you that much. And Jay Maynard is one tough dude, and that's no lie. But is that enough to actually beat TJ Myers for that light heavyweight champion or that junior light heavyweight title that he just won and that's been eluding him his whole time since he's been contender for that championship?
You know, I feel a lot better. We've seen TJ defend the title on Friday night, and, you know, if there were any butterflies about defending the title, he's definitely gotten rid of him, and, I mean, definitely looks like a champion in his defense Friday night. And whoever he defends the title against tomorrow night, I expect him to look like a champion and come out a champion.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And I totally agree with you on that because TJ Myers, you know what I'm saying, he's a great talent, and I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying, if his championship defense tomorrow night is going to be as, you know, big of a win to him as the last. Because I believe when you're a champion and you defend the title each time is bigger than the first.
Well, anybody who's been a champion will tell you that it's easier to get to the top than it is to
stay on top. Oh, most definitely. That's definitely the truth. So, I mean, and tomorrow, well, let me finish with the results from last week. I mean, last week was just,
oh, yeah, we were doing results.
We were doing results, guys.
That's
we just
right. We
got sidetracked. So, yeah, like I said, match number two was Sean Longhorn as you said boo?
Boo.
No, man, Sean Longhorn is a great talent, dude.
Longhorn sucks.
Longhorn does not suck. So, anyways, Sean Longhorn, he faced off against Daniel Wolf. And that match, man, let me tell you, that match, you were watching it. It was a great match. It was a good match. It was a pretty good match. But Sean Longhorn came out on top as he defeated Daniel Wolf.
Daniel Wolf will be a great talent in the future. He's, you know, we haven't seen too much Daniel Wolf. I mean, we've been seeing him, the guy's definitely getting better. He put up a good fight against Lawhorn. Lawhorn's quite a brawler, but yeah, Lawhorn sucks.
Longhorn.
Congratulations on your win, but you suck.
Whatever. Well, the next match, you really don't like this guy. I mean, it is what it is. Well, my dude, Mr. Chin Strap, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my dude. You already know. Don't even start. I don't even care.
He's smart enough to pick a decent manager, but, well, he was at one point smart enough.
To no contest, set up the Atlas Hightower versus Chinstrap Jesus versus Tanner Nix versus Jeremiah Goldmane, or with Jeremiah Goldmane for the main event. Remember?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Chinstrap Jesus, man, also another guy that's on his way. And his birthday was last week. Happy belated birthday on from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Well, at least for me, Mr. Chinstrap.
Yeah, happy birthday from Day Day.
You know, you're the dude. We'll talk about Sunday in a minute.
Happy 17th birthday, kid.
Oh, yeah. 17. Big 17. No, we're just joking.
I don't even think the kid can buy alcohol.
Leave the dude alone, man.
Buy cigarettes.
So, anyway, yeah, TJ Myers, the next match was TJ Myers defending his championship against Darian Ultra.
That kid impressed me.
Yeah, Darian Ultra.
Really, man. Really,
yes.
Showed out. He put up a valiant effort for the, you know, championship. But, man, like we were talking about earlier, TJ Myers can be hard to beat, man. He's, I don't know if you noticed it because you don't frequent XI. TJ Myers. From day one was a special talent. You could see it, right? And then he got with Dre Jacobs, and he got this edge. And, man, TJ Myers is going to be a superstar for years to come. That guy is a killer. And I really expect him to hold on to the Junior Heavyweight Championship.
I mean, because TJ Myers, you know, I've seen him in Horror Slam. I've seen him in Pro Wrestling All-Stars. I even seen him form with Armageddon, which forms of Jason Page and everybody else over there.
I like this Dead 7 faction.
Yeah. Dude, I did too. I remember the Dead 7.
He was brand new.
He was brand new then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yeah. So, I mean, TJ Myers is a great talent all the way around. I'm not familiar with him from XI, but, like, I've seen him everywhere else. Great talent. So, it is going to be hard to beat him for that championship because, you know, he's lost in the soul, and, you know, that's somewhere where nobody wants to see him. Nobody wants that smoke with that lost soul.
No, and may I tell you, when he, I believe it was season 8 began, wrestling with a vet, he chose Dre Jacobs, and I'm telling you, every month, you've seen the edge. The guy got better. He got meaner. He was, yeah, I really, and he's a member of the Warring Faction.
Yeah, yeah. So that also, but like we said, you know, and then his championship reign is going to be a long one. I want to say that. I do want to say that. So I want to say also that his challenger was not ready for TJ Myers. I'm not trying to steal Oscar's line, but he wasn't ready for TJ Myers.
Not, because he came up short.
He came up short. So TJ Myers retained, guys, long story short. So also, the Great Wolves, my dudes, you know, the Great Wolves, they went against the PWAS Heavy Tag Team Champions in hot. Well, go ahead. Say what you think.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage. Dude, you know those are my dudes. Hot and beautiful. Hot and beautiful. Not hot garbage.
Hot and garbage.
Hot and garbage. This guy. Oh, dude.
With a W.
With the W. Hot and garbage.
G-A-W.
G-A-G-E. Hot and garbage. They defended their tag team championships against the Grey Wolves. And the Grey Wolves came up short, but they ended up with another championship match tomorrow night.
Oh, hell broke loose, man.
Yeah, they did.
The brawl after the match, I think, lasted longer than the match.
It did. Peter B, man.
You know, the Grey Wolves, of course, earned the shot at the last Clay Atlantis show.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, man. I don't know if you realize. They might be the first team. And now we're going into, like, 3 months. Right? 2 months at
right,
least?
Right, yeah.
As the tag team champions?
Yeah, 2 months.
I think they've won one match, man.
I don't think
they've
so.
They won at Knights of Columbus. The end of the Hot and Beautiful and Grey Wolves match, I mean, there's a reason that they're getting an immediate rematch.
And
okay?
I'm still
these guys have not beaten anybody,
dude,
that's challenged them for the belt.
Listen.
Capital Vices.
I was gonna stop you right there. I am still protesting, Rivera. Hashtag Capital Vices are the rightful PWAS Tag Team
Hashtag
Championship.
Hashtag anybody but hot and garbage.
Hot and garbage. Man, I'm telling you, dudes. You guys got to show up live tomorrow night in Melvin Dome, Michigan for PWAS, man. They're going to throw on another.
Just a boo-hot garbage.
I can't say that, man. I'm cool with both of them. And you know Peter B's always carrying a fork.
Right when
Peter B's
music is going to get cool, Percy's stupid music comes on. That tells you all you need to know about that tag team.
Oh, man.
Just when you think it's cool.
It's just like Jeremiah Goldman. Or Jeremiah.
Come now.
Dude, come on. You already know.
Maybe they should purchase or negotiate for the services of Jeremiah Goldman, and they could be some real champions. And they could actually have some longevity to their title reign.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, that, God.
You know, we talked about how Dread King's going to be the champion. We don't know who's going to challenge. Tanner's going to be the champion. We don't know who's going to, you know, TJ's going to be the champion. Man.
Jesus Christ,
Tom
dude.
And Beautiful are going to lose those titles soon, man. I mean, everybody's beat them. You just got to find a way to not let them honky-tonk man their way out with a belt, because that's pretty much how they've defended them.
Yeah, that's very much true, dude. I'm not going to lie, and I know that's true. But still, you're TWAS Tag Team Champions, hot and beautiful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then we went to we're going to go on to another match, which was Matt Hagen versus the great Akuma. I'm sorry, dude. My bad.
Akuma's a veteran, and Hagen, man, was another great show. He's another guy, another War Inc. guy, and again, his evolution I've seen from XICW Proving Ground Wrestling with a Vet competition. He was in the competition probably 3 years ago and re-entered again as a rookie. This time, do you know who his rookie is?
Who?
The Process.
Uh-oh.
Best in the fucking world. But, I mean, due to circumstances beyond control, MM3 wasn't able to make it, and that team was eliminated from the competition, and Matt Hagen actually got a shot at the Midwest Heavyweight Championship. Him and MM3 put on a banger, dude. And,
yeah.
Of course, best in the fucking world, came out on top. I mean, you knew the result. You just didn't know how we were going to get there.
Right, right.
But, and then, surprisingly, they invited Matt Hagen into the Kira clan, and he, ended up joining, you know, War Inc., and he is one of the Kira clan guys with Adam Wick and, you know,
yeah,
Alex Weir, Dre Jacobs in the Process, led by Johnny Delicious, the greatest mind in professional wrestling.
Oh, dude. You know, but yeah, I mean, Johnny Delicious, we cool. We all right.
Are you?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, we could be.
You could be?
We could be.
Yeah? He must not have heard you talking none of that mess. Why don't you tell Johnny Delicious what you think about these war games that are coming up?
Oh, he's going to lose. His team's going to lose.
Yeah.
GTA is going to come out on top. GTA.
Johnny Delicious guy, not a Johnny Delicious guy. That's all I'll say about that.
Just because I got my different opinion?
Yeah. If your opinion differs from the greatest mind in professional wrestling, your opinion is wrong.
Okay, well, whatever. Well, I guess I'm not a Johnny D guy. Whatever. That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's okay. There's lots of guys that aren't Johnny Delicious guys that are pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
Not pretty smart guys, but pretty cool guys.
Yeah. That's cool. So, yeah. The last match for the main event was the Cruiser Court champion as he teamed up with Tanner, Atlas Hightower. And they went off against Steven Rivera, Chinstrap Jesus, with Jeremiah Gold Loser.
See, they, these guys just can't follow simple direction. They might have had a chance. But, I mean, the Cruiser Corps champion on a hell of a hot streak, Atlas Hightower, as we were saying, one of the greatest athletes in Midwest professional wrestling and professional wrestling, period. And, seriously, I think that one was over when it was announced. Like, all right. And Atlas got to get his hands on
Steve Rivera. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. That was actually a good match, though. I'm not even going to lie. As we didn't know that Tanner Nix and Atlas Hightower were going to join forces to go against Chance Strategy and Steve Rivera. That was, you know, that was basically mind-blowing to me because I didn't think that, you know, Atlas Hightower could become, you know, a tag team with the person that beat him for the championship that he wanted.
See, Atlas Hightower, again, consummate professional and an absolute superstar. And the guy hates to lose. Ask him. You know?
I know he does.
So, you know, he's going to be cohesive. And, you know, I just hope that Atlas doesn't let the cheering of these, you know, fans that don't know nothing from nothing.
Oh, boy.
Change his attitude because Atlas needs to keep that same drive and attitude that's made him successful. And that's where, you know, I like a good heel because you can't worry about none of that. If you got to rake an eye, rake an eye. You got to pull some tights, pull some tights. It takes a handful of a hair to, you know, get an escape or a reversal. Well, that's how champions get it done, okay? And Atlas Hightower is a champion. And, you know, let's just hope that this doesn't bring out a soft side because you see a lot of guys, you know, they get some cheers and we seen it a couple months ago. Atlas was listening. He heard him. He heard the chant. He considered busting Rivera's nugget piece when he cost him the, you know.
The Cruiser Corps title the first time.
Before he, you know, not only did was Rivera pinned and cost him the Cruiser Corps title for the second time, he then berated him and disrespected him.
Yeah,
and
I remember
finally
that.
Got what he had coming, and the fans chanted one more time. You know, typically Atlas would fuck you and what you want.
Yeah.
And he runs this ring, exactly. But no, he picked him back up, and he gave him one more time. He gave the fans what they wanted, teaming with Tanner. He came out to make the save earlier in the night. Let's hope that Atlas remains Atlas's number one priority.
Right, right, and not nobody else, but Atlas Hightower.
Tanner Nix, exactly. Atlas Hightower, I don't see him as a contender for the tag team titles with anybody.
No, not at all. He's a single competitor. Yeah, I agree with that. And
one thing we can say and what we got to say is, man, shout out to Atlas Hightower for that great run this ring gear, which I will be getting my sweater tomorrow, and we will be getting our mask, hopefully.
Yes.
Our little run this ring mask.
I was a little disappointed. I wanted the one that Mama Hightower had that had the big gold run this ring in the front.
Yeah, me too.
And on the side.
It'd be different.
Second run this ring mask.
It'll be different, and also our second run this ring mask, and we both got those. We got those first.
We did get those first.
We got those first. Rated R always gets a gear first.
Yes, we certainly do.
Yes, because we got our guru shirt first. We got to run the mask ring first. We got the shirts first from run this ring.
You know what else we got first? The face kicked apparel.
Mask.
Of one exclusive mask.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I'm just going to throw that out there. We had those first, too. We're going to talk a little more about them here shortly.
Very shortly. So, yeah, that was it for the – oh. So, yeah, at the end of the match, long story short, because I want to talk about the mask. Mask on. Mask off. As Briar Wellington says, the undeniable one, which, man – Jesus Christ, Sunday, you guys did it again. So we're going to run short on the results. At the end of the match, the Cruiser Corps champion, Tanner Nix, and Mr. Run This Ring, Atlas Hightower, came out on top against Steven Rivera and Chinstrap Jesus in a great match.
It was a pretty good match.
Yeah, so that match was great. So, man, Sunday, Jesus Christ.
That's the highlight of my life. That was so looking forward to this for so long. And as you know, Briar Wellington is a good friend of ours.
Yes, he is.
You know,
shout out to
lovely Rachel Green.
Shout out to you guys. We love you guys all the way.
We love you.
We love you all the way. But, yes, Sunday was such a great show. Oh, my God. You want to talk about the first match, brother?
I mean,
well, we can't talk about, right? So,
the Young Buck, Chinstrap Jesus, your boy,
my boy,
went out there and beat Rhino. Wait.
Hey,
oh,
man,
no.
Come on. Come on. That's
Rhino
not
beat the fuck out of him and gored the shit out of him. Almost gored the ref off his feet. He gored the shit out of him.
Oh, so now you're talking about my boy Rhino first.
Actually.
And you were, you know what? You know what?
Wasn't you that said that, like, Chinstrap Jesus might win?
I did say that. You know, I did say that. You know, you got me there, but, you know. You can't always go against the Gore War Machine.
Gore.
Hey, hold on. Wasn't you going against Rhino a few weeks ago, going against your boy MM3? So, I mean, there's no room
apples
to talk.
And oranges,
there's
bro.
No room
apples
to talk. There's no room to talk.
Rhino
you know?
Versus Chinstrap Jesus. Rhino versus the best in the fucking world. Rhino, pretty fucking good. Chinstrap Jesus, pretty fucking trash. So, what are you going to do?
You know what? MM3,
best.
Whatever.
Rhino,
what?
Pretty fucking good. I mean, you don't need a calculator to do the math.
It doesn't even matter. You know what? Anyway, Chinstrap Jesus, long story short, lost. It's okay.
Got smashed. Got gored.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That match was fucking great. That match, well, not really great. I'm sorry, Chinstrap.
Well, if you're a Chinstrap Jesus guy, it wasn't great. I was, I'm not necessarily a Rhino guy. I thought it was pretty damn amusing. I enjoyed it from my ringside seat.
Yeah. And that match... Man, Jesus.
Quite a crowd, dude. An awesome fucking venue. They got, I'm telling you, some awesome fucking food, man.
Dude.
Awesome
What did you get? I'll tell you what I got.
I got Bradley chicken strips, and I took a bite of one. I'm like, man, these are fire. I'm going in and get some.
No way.
And I was, and I don't even like chicken.
No, you don't. You don't like chicken.
Really,
that's
really
right.
Like chicken. So, you know, it's really good. And I've seen other things. I've seen what... AJ had Cachondo Man.
Yeah, Cachondo Man had...
Had all kinds of stuff.
My sister,
Abby got hot dogs. Dude, those hot dogs were good.
Dude, they were good. I had one, and I bought me some nachos.
I had nachos.
The nachos are great.
I've seen a lot of shit.
Yeah,
you know?
There was a lot of food,
so
dude.
I can say, man, there's some damn good food there.
There was some
Drink
good food.
Saloon out there in
Brownstown and Allen Road.
A couple of weeks.
Yes, dude, October.
Supercard.
They're going to put on another... Yeah.
Finally... I mean, not finally, because Play Atlantis is cool, but and XICW too, plenty of room. But plenty of room, man. I mean, plenty of room. It's contained, but wide open. I can't even explain. It's so perfect. They did such a good job. And all the guys, man, put it out there. Some awesome, awesome matches.
Yeah.
Tag team titles were defended there.
The tag team title. Well,
Hawk
tag team.
Globet.
Wait, hold on. The tag team champion. Remember.
Oh, my God.
Tag
this
team champion.
Clown forgets the belt. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This guy really forgot the fucking belt.
Forgot the freaking belt.
This guy forgot
so,
the fucking belt.
So,
I was hoping they got beat so bad.
What are those called? Growing Season or whatever their name, the tag team champion?
We won't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the tag team champion. No, that's the grown name. No, yeah. Growing Season.
It's funny. It said I don't know their team name, but I actually know
name. To me, yeah, they're not that bad, but they're not that good as a team.
No, yeah, I'm just
betting
on the team.
They're pretty.
I know the individuals, and I don't even know their team name, but. I actually know each individual by another name.
Yeah, that's crazy, but that hot and beautiful.
Yeah, Balking Season.
Yeah, Balking Season. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Balking Season. I said Growing Season.
Yeah.
My bad. I was thinking about We Won't Smoke.
They're a pretty good tag.
Yeah, they're pretty good tag.
Because one of them forgot the fucking belt. So, yeah. Hot and garbage. When they're not holding the belts, they can't pull that bullshit, and
they lost.
Did not walk out.
They lost. They did not win the tag team titles. Bulking season came out on top. You know,
yeah,
that was.
It's maybe a good thing they did win. Might have never seen that other belt. No. Shout out to Bulking Season, man.
Shout out to you guys.
I was giving you guys shit. But
yeah.
Actually, we are the two matches I was most excited for was, you know, I was surprised it happened so early. But Jeff King and Briar Wellington. Now, Jeff King, I got to say it, I love Briar Wellington, but Jeff King, the rightful champion that never lost the Horror Slam heavyweight title, cut an awesome promo that gave me chills. You know, he showed up. He challenged the undeniable Briar Wellington.
Brother, I was calling it the undisputed title match in Horror Slam because
that was the undisputed title match. I got to agree with you 100%.
Because
the man that never lost the title – challenging for the championship
it was actually a good match, and dude, they got bloody. Then dude, well, that wasn't even bloody compared to the main event.
It was bloody, man, and it was brutal. What a war. I mean,
dude, no, Jeff King came back and
beat the shit out of each other.
No, he came back and felt like Jeff King never left. It felt like he never left.
I mean, Jeff King's been in shape, and it's no secret, man. This guy was in the Insane Eight. He advanced, I believe, the semifinal,
yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
I was so hoping he would win it.
I would have marked out.
Had to put money on the Horror Slam, I'll go with you and call it the undisputed heavyweight title match. I'd have had to put my money on Jeff. But I don't know if it was the Insane Eight, he travels quite a way, but the undeniable one, man, clean in the middle.
He beat Jeff King.
And, man, shout out to Briar Wellington.
We love you, bro. That was a great match.
He wrestled.
Dude,
Jeff
did
King
you see
style.
That backflip that he did? Briar Wellington did that backflip, and dude,
I'm telling you, man, Briar first lost a lot of weight and was like got real fit. The guy, you know,
now he's ripped.
How much does that stupid thing weigh? Like
30 pounds.
Yeah, he wears this 30-pound sandbag vest. Like, and he wears it every waking hour of the day, and you know, and now he's like he's putting a little bit of girth on along with that, and he's, man, the guy's aging backwards, looking really good. And, man, he brawled with Jeff King, came out victorious.
Yeah, that was such a great match, man. And I got the privilege, dude, and I loved having the privilege to film them two dudes. Either when they were facing each other, because I remember the first match for the heavyweight title that we were talking about last week that Briar Wellington had with Jeff King when Jeff King first won the championship in the same night, went against Briar Wellington. Remember that?
I do.
So I have that match, and I actually, dude, I got to remind them of that. It actually came full circle that they fought again for the heavyweight title in 2020. And dude, for the undisputed Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, I believe, and it was King versus King, the undeniable King versus the old-timer Jeff King. And that was just such a great classic match. That's going to be a classic match that everybody's going to be talking about for a long, long time.
Yeah, and look for that to pop up on the Deathmatch 313 podcast.
Yes.
On YouTube. We'll be releasing that soon.
Like, share, and subscribe to the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. So, yeah, that's on YouTube, guys. You can find early matches from Horror Slam before they teamed up with Smart Mark, but great matches with such people as MM3, The Process. I have an interview with him from about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, and a lot of great matches that he's had against people like Mance Warner, and then you got a lot of the great match with the Stone Cold and The Rock of Horror Slam, which was Chuck Stein and Peter B. Beautiful. I have Super Oprah versus Peter B. Beautiful. There was a lot of great matches.
That was a great match.
Yes, that was. That was a match that got my niece into wrestling.
I was not there. I missed that show.
You missed that show?
I did.
Wow. I mean, not like that, but I was...
And that match, when I seen it later that night, I think someone Facebook Lived it. But I was so pissed. Like, oh, I missed that.
Dude, no, that match was great. But, yeah, you guys like, share, and subscribe to the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. We got a lot of great stuff, and we still got a lot of content. We're going to put out a lot of unused stuff and a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that you guys are going to want to see. And check out the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. We're going to start having a lot more matches up from Pro Wrestling All-Stars, a lot of matches from even Horace Van Metro Pro Wrestling everywhere. So, like, share, subscribe to that too. Anybody want to give us a call? We're sorry that we're staying this late, but anybody want to give us a call? Area code 646-668-8672 if you want to talk to the Texan, Mr. Greg DeMar.
We know we have so much to talk about that we don't schedule an interview. And this is 2 weeks in a row that we actually have, you know...
A lot to talk about.
Because there was, you know, so much to cover that we don't want to
but we are
know
trying.
What's going on here in the coming weekend. And, man, we're not even close to done. We haven't talked about the top two matches.
The top two matches.
You want to talk about the main event first?
No, go ahead. You talk about.
Let's talk about the main event first because I am going to say something that's not nice. And... We don't have a lot to say about that, really, other than it was a bloody war. It sure was. Aiden Blackheart and Eric Ryan.
Eric Ryan for the Deathmatch Championship.
But, dude, I'll be that guy, dude. It was fucking stupid. It ended in a disqualification. The Deathmatch Championship match
was
ended
in
a disqualification.
How did you get disqualified out of a Deathmatch?
Fucking
I mean,
stupid.
I didn't want to talk about that, Les.
So
I wanted to talk about
that. That's all I'm going to say about it because I'm not going to lie. But the match was great.
The match was awesome. Bloody.
And disqualification.
And the light tubes.
And again,
the light
for
tubes,
the details,
dude,
the blood, the guts, and the gore.
Were all there. It was all there.
Soon, you can find it on the Deathmatch 313 podcast on YouTube. The video will be released here very soon. We actually have two angles of footage. For
two angles. That's
match.
Why it's going to take
it,
a second,
it was
guys.
A hell of a match, but I'll tell you, it was stupid.
It
so,
was stupid.
Let's go on to the real main event.
Dude, yeah.
Right, the evening.
It was
match of the year.
The match
candidate.
Of the year candidate was Impact Wrestling superstar Trey Miguel. Versus
the best in the fucking world, MM3. Match went on second to last.
But it was good. That should have been the real main event, to be honest, in my opinion.
If we're being honest, Jeff King and Briar Wellington should have been the main event, my opinion. I understand, though, Horace Slam is, you know, they've, you know, made their name, let's just say, on death matches and being the death match people in the Midwest, getting death, you know, a lot of other little deathmatch places popped up after, you know,
right after Horace Slam.
Not a shot at anybody around here. I mean,
no.
All over the United States. You know, like Horace Slam did it, and not a lot of people were doing it, and it was very successful. And they went to bring out, you know,
they branched out, dude.
Guys,
they branched out, dude.
You know? So yeah, that's the
Horace Slam is
the place. Deathmatch. So I understand Eric Ryan being someone who's been paying Blackheart. I do, but to me, the main event is Jeff King and Briar Wellington. For what it was, as you know, the most important title in Horror Slam
is the heavyweight championship. I understand.
I mean, nobody, even, you know, Briar Wellington will tell you that actually we had this conversation. Trey Miguel and MM3 is going to be the match.
Yeah.
You know,
no, we were there, dude. We were there. So, yeah.
The contrast of the styles, they're so similar.
Dude, it was such a great match.
The wrestling.
Just even.
Not a fucking banger.
Dude. And we were talking about that match earlier, right?
Yeah,
we were talking
right.
about that
match.
This is the funnest part, guys, because
so you're
as
filming,
I was filming,
you're filming on the opposite
right.
side of the ring. I'm filming from in front of our front row seat, which is where our stuff is. We actually have six front row seats. Kids are everywhere.
Right.
You know,
right. We're,
all six seats were empty. There was no more than two people sitting there.
And Nati leaves my niece leaves my mask. My mask from. Shout out to Sean Stockmeyer.
A7.
A7.
The CEO of Face Kicked Apparel, man. Best shit in wrestling.
Best stuff in wrestling. Man,
check them out for a limited edition shirt they're coming out.
Check them out on Facebook. I want to
make a lot of limited edition shit. Like these masks. He hand painted.
He hand painted this mask.
No two or anything alike.
None of them. They're all one of a kind. And I had one that had blood all over it. So Trey Miguel actually grabs my mask and uses it in his mask.
He put it on his
face. He put it on his face and stayed about 2 minutes. Stayed about 2 minutes with my mask on. Did a backflip outside of the ring on the other side. I got it all recorded. And you guys could check that out on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 and also on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313, both on YouTube. Man, what a great match. And guys, if you guys missed out, check it out on the YouTube channel. And such great shit. Such good shit. So, yeah, anybody want to give us a call? Area code 646-668-8672 on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. This is all brought to you by the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, man. Shout out to Martez. We love you, man. Without you, it's nothing.
Yeah. He's the real man around here.
That's the real man with the plan. Mr. Martez
there. We just go have all the fun.
That's it.
Well, that's what we've been doing lately.
That's it. That's all it is.
Hey, I'm loving it. You
man.
Know? Even though people are not calling in, like people always text me and let me know how great the show is going. So it's weird. It's like people afraid to call in or something. But some of the people that I know,
we want everybody to come in. We're very welcoming, guys. So if you guys, man, don't be ashamed to give us a shout out. Don't be afraid to give us a shout out. We want you guys to call in. So on a side note, we're driving through Southwest Detroit, the Southwest Texan and I, and I noticed a Michigan Independent Weekly T-shirt.
I know
Danny
that.
Beals, Josh Harper, and
Mr. Cody Fleming.
Yeah, from Wrestling Range. I'm like, dude, look at MIW shirt. And we're rolling up, and who is it? Friend of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Michigan's own referee, 123 Zeke.
Yeah, it's Zeke. I'm like, hey, Zeke. And, man, we whipped around, tried to catch him, but, man, he was on his way home with some food, and he lived right around the corner. So we zip around the block because it's all one ways, you know, and by the time we came back around, he was gone. We stopped in front of his house and beat the horn. And I talked to him later, and he's like, why didn't you guys stop? I'm like, well, I kind of did. He's like, what, to beat the horn and go? I'm like, yeah.
He's like, you guys should have waited and baked. I was like, man, I was hungry.
Shout out to Zeke.
We love you, brother. But, man, we was hungry. I needed some chili cheese fries.
The loudest brownie ever.
Yes. The best stuff in the world when it comes to the Coney.
That's right.
Yeah, so, man.
Shout out to Zeke.
Shout out to 123Z. We'll see you tomorrow, brother. We will see you tomorrow. Play Atlantis for PWAS Fan Appreciation Night Part 2. $5. $5 to get you in to see some of the best pro wrestling, if not the best pro wrestling you'll see in not just the Midwest, but in the world.
I'm telling you, these crowds are, you know, getting bigger, too, at pro wrestling. All
they are, dude.
The word's getting out.
The word is getting out, and that's a great thing.
And they just started back up, man, a few shows ago.
Yeah. That was at the Reset during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was during the summer that they did the Reset the Game.
Yeah.
Reset the Game. That's what it was called, with that big red button. But, yeah, Pro Wrestling All-Stars has been doing great, especially for the past couple of shows. They've just been getting bigger and bigger crowds, like, during the – each time, and it's such a great thing when Michigan gets together and we're able to get together as not just wrestling friends, but, you know, we become a family because, you know, it's all about a love of the sport that we all love, and it's all just a big crowd of people that love wrestling, and then we end up becoming a family.
Yeah. Some of the people I like the most I've met at wrestling shows, because I don't particularly like people, but wrestling people I like.
I was one of them. I became his brother.
Absolutely.
So, yep. And then, man, we got Kirsten. She's such a great person. She's a sweetheart. I love her.
Absolutely. And
shout out to Antonio Frio, man.
Dude, that's my dude, man.
He's been dabbling in the photography shit and videos and editing videos, which his mother's very, very good at. And, man, dude is putting out some good shit.
Yeah, real good shit. Dude, you know,
wrestlers are sharing his photos in his video.
Jay Finn actually gave him a compliment on his stuff.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, he's, like, the last 3-4 weeks, I mean, he's really taking the time to get some real good shots.
Yeah, most definitely, man, and it's such
good shit.
So, man, the next show for Horror Slam, I'm just going to say right now, is their 3-year anniversary. Can you believe 3 years of Horror Slam, dude?
No.
Dude, I can't believe it. I was a part of the first, we were part of the first two.
I didn't come for, see, when I first seen it, I thought it was some Halloween shit. Cause it was
Me
around,
too.
You
yeah.
know, in October of, like, 2017 when they had the first.
So finally, we got somebody to call us in.
All right.
How's it going, bro? What's going on?
What
Welcome to the Radio Wrestling Podcast.
What up, brothers?
What's up,
what about you guys? You guys spoke me up.
Yes, we do.
Where's the conies at?
Right, where's the conies and where's the smoke? And the brownies.
I'm rolling it
we
right now.
We need some conies and brownies.
I'm rolling it right now. What up, Greg?
He said, I told you to stop.
He sure did.
That's fucking great.
I didn't blame you, man. It was obvious. You were heading home. You were hooking fast.
Right.
You had a big-ass brown paper bag.
Right. That was from Dooley's, dude. That dude got some conies. He got some chili cheese fries, and he got the burger.
There was no question what was going on.
Oh, he got breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
I'm a breakfast guy, dude. When I go to Coney Island, I'm getting breakfast.
I like breakfast, but it was more like the afternoon, so I would be like the Coney dude with some chili cheese fries.
He's a liar.
It was afternoon.
Bro,
but
I don't even eat eggs. I was tired. What the fuck is breakfast without eggs?
Pancakes?
Is there a such thing?
You got hash browns.
I don't eat eggs.
Dude.
I don't eat eggs.
See?
Okay.
See?
Okay. Unbelievable.
There you go.
So how are you going to go order breakfast without eggs? That sounds so breakfastless.
How's that breakfastless? You got pancakes. You got hash browns. You got toast. You got other stuff.
Where's the
oatmeal?
Fucking protein?
Oatmeal.
What about tomorrow?
Where's the fucking protein?
You going to be there, brother?
Like the ham?
Yep.
A couple sausage wings?
Yep.
Ain't no fucking
some
protein.
Man, come on. Let's forget the breakfast.
Look
go ahead. Make an announcement, brother.
Look at the card so far. You got Hightower Chin Strap. You got the Grey Wolves versus Hot and Beautiful versus...
No DQ.
No DQ and no count out. Easy
and the Slay the Day Open Challenge.
The Slay the Day Open Challenge. I heard maybe a couple debuts for PWAS.
Oh.
We got an insider. Yep. Let it be known, brother. Let the people know so they can make their way to Melvin Dells.
They just got to come.
They just got to be there, huh?
They
got
to be there.
That's all they got. That's all
Five
he
hours.
Got, guys.
TJ Meyer versus Mitch Hewitt's worth the $5.
Oh, that's going to be a good match right there.
In
Mitch, so do you have a Cruisercore Championship match?
I think Tanner's in Indiana this week. I'm not sure.
Oh, boo. My dude's not either.
But it's still going to be a fire card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
most
absolutely.
Most definitely. I agree with you on that.
I just know whoever answers this challenge, I feel like it's going to be something.
Is Chuck Stein going to be in the house?
You never know.
Never know. Yeah, you're right.
You never know.
You're just FIO.
Just like you never know who's gonna be PWAS debut tomorrow.
Yep. Yep, that's actually right. You're right.
I know who will be there.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Hey, 1-2-3 Zeke will be there. So will the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. My bad, Zeke.
Yeah.
I was going to say you next.
Yeah, I'll be there. Believe it or not, I'm actually playing Friday the 13th right now, hiding in the tent.
Hold on, you said what?
I'm playing the game Friday the 13th. I'm hiding in the tent because I got this perk where Jason can't see me when I'm in the tent.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Jason hasn't even...
Yeah.
I rode
Have
up
you seen
in
your optometrist? Have you considered getting some contacts or some glasses?
What do you mean?
I was just wondering.
I did amazing Sunday, right?
I know it's you did. I will give you that. You did do amazing Sunday.
Even Rhino said I did good.
Rhino almost speared you right out of your stripe mat.
Oh, dude, let me give you a... Dude, congratulations on being on that video, dude, that promotional video for the new Horseland video that they're going to have,
man,
from Spooky.
Did you see
dude,
that?
They did,
oh, my God.
Dude,
that
shit
fire.
Was pissed. That killed Smart Mark.
Yeah.
That killed Smart Mark shit by a long shot, dude.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
It started off with me. I was like, holy
yeah, that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
I know that guy.
Yeah, dude. But that shit was great, dude. That whole, especially when they got Briar Wellington, Briar, like, walking from behind them. That, dude, that whole thing was fucking great.
Tell your listeners to hit me up for October 17 tickets. I got them
October
tickets.
October 17, guys. He got some tickets, his personal tickets. If you want to get Zeke tickets, for
sorry, Zeke,
bucks.
I had to get MM3 tickets.
Why would
I would
you
have
want MM3 tickets when you can have my ticket?
First of all, MM3's tickets were front row.
Right.
I can write front row on mine and make front row, though.
Ooh.
He's the best in the fucking world, though. Trust the process, Zeke.
I'm the future. I'm like Jason Page status. I'm coming up.
So
I'm coming.
Are you admitting that you're partial to certain superstars like Jason Page?
No, I'm.
So
just
you have to hear.
I'm the
Don't
future. I'm the future. I'm about to take over.
You are. You are the next generation coming up, Zeke. You're going to be a staple in this area for many years to come. You definitely become one of those faces that can be seen at any promotion for the most part in
If I make it to AEW, I'll probably still come back, just watch the show.
You're gonna wreck the damn show. Shut your face.
And I will bitch about every decision you make.
If they cut the check, they got to cut the check if I'm an AEW referee.
That's right.
That's right, yeah. Hell yeah.
And they're going to cut the check to be. They're going to cut the check for wrestlers before they would a ref.
I can't wait till the next time Capital Vices are in town in October.
October 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
So, Zeke, explain, like, tell us what it's like when you know a talent is unhappy with a decision you just made, and you know physical harm is coming to you. What does that look like through the eyes of 1-2-3
Zeke?
What do you mean when I had to tell Capital Vices they weren't the tag team champions?
Yeah,
that's not the only, you know, situation.
Man,
I mean,
no.
We've seen back at Horseland. Well, Drag King and Asmodeus, they murdered
I
for no reason.
They're like my brothers, but you know, the rules are the rules. But I didn't do it the last time. I gave them the title.
Tell us,
Rivera
explain that moment before you know the business is coming
that
to you from a man four times your size.
Yeah, that's why I told him, hey, I got brownies in the locker room, bro. Just come on.
Oh, God.
Chill. I had to let him know I got the brownies in the locker room. Don't kill me. Fuck.
Capital Vices, in their defense, didn't kill you, but there's some pretty cool guys. And they, you know, some pretty understanding guys.
I
would have
understood
too.
If they did kill me. That's why I had to let them know I had the brownies.
Was that like your last ditch effort, your Hail Mary?
Right.
Yeah, that was my Hail Mary. Like, it's fourth and go. I got to go for it right here, brother.
It must have worked, man. You must have broke the plane. You definitely moved the chains because, yeah, you were spared that night. But, I mean, we've seen so many.
Hey, but they didn't. Hey, you see, they didn't spear Rivera, though, when he did it.
What about the time when Asmodeus and Logan hit you with them tag team titles and carried you out the arena?
I still have a headache from that. Every time I see Logan, that brings flashbacks. Like, come on, man. And he, every time I see him, he's got a new belt. Like, and he just like, oh my God, I feel like he just wants to hit me with it every time I see him.
Now, let's say it's you. Refing the Slate of the Day Challenge. Do you ref this? Can you be dependent on to ref it down the middle? Are you partial towards Logan because you don't want your nuggets split? Are you partial against Logan? Because, you know, there might be some animosity.
I'm
going
to do my job down the middle, but is he going to... I'm just going to watch how I hand him the title. I don't know if I handed it to him wrong last time or... Do I got to get on my knees and hand him the title or whatever?
Stop, drop, and roll, brother. Hand him the belt. Bail.
Yep.
Maybe hit one of them fucking dives that you hit at Knights of Columbus, bro. Like, kind of just, man, hand him the belt and just run to the nearest corner, dude. Climb and just dive. You're more likely, you'll be... You know, physically better off after the landing, which actually, you know, you're falling so bad, it's a sudden stop at the end that seems to suck shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather dive on the crowd than get hit with another one of Logan's belt.
Yeah, and man, have you seen the PWAS heavyweight title? Man, it's like 8 mil, boy. Good heaven.
Yeah, it is.
I, that horror slam, those are only 4 mil, boys.
4 mils, and that one's
And those are thick, man.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit with that PWAS, boy.
Yeah, no, you don't want to get hit with that. You have a permanent star looking like the Avatar on your forehead. No, but yeah, it's going to be a good night tomorrow. So, you going to be over there? Are you going to be there early, brother?
I'm always there early. Call me Mr. Fucking first one there, one of the last guys to leave.
First one there, last one to leave, man. Zeke's always, man, helping set the ring up, putting it away.
Yeah. I'm going to have
loading it back up. So I like to come early, too, man. It's just Fridays are tough with work, man. But, yeah, I... Absolutely love
it. I gotta pay my dues. I want them.
Yep.
I want the main event matches. I gotta pay my dues to get them.
Hell yeah, you damn right.
Those ain't just coming.
I just want front row seats. I'll pay my ticket, and I just want front row seats.
Oh man, tomorrow's gonna be free for $5 for any seat.
Yeah. Well, it always is, man. They're always general admission at Pro Wrestling All-Stars. They might be. Actually, when BCWA was going, they got a good value, too, like if you have kids. But, you know, the $12, $5 for kids and the $30 family pack, it's a hell of a value, man. Cheap night to take the family out. And they're always
Corona messed my BCWA debut.
Yeah, but it's still there waiting for you, brother.
Yes, it is.
BCWA will be back. Mike Blackwell's a smart man. They book good wrestling over there, too, man.
He hit me up and just told me I'm still his dude. I was like, all right.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Mike Blackwell's a great guy. Shout out to Mike Blackwell. I used to train for BCWA back in 07. I didn't go all the way, but I used to train for them back in the day.
such a great place. So, yeah. So tomorrow, Zeke, we can't wait to see you, brother. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. So far, the match.
I hope someone whips your ass, actually.
What?
Yeah. I just want
to
see. I want to see Logan clap you with the belt.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
I'll see what I can do.
He's going to call Logan and tell him to clock you with the belt.
I'm going to be like, Logan, I can't ref your match.
Yeah, right. You ain't turning down zero matches. I watched this motherfucker.
Especially a main event.
I watched this motherfucker, Zeke, ref a whole ass card in the fucking
three
heat.
Three times.
There was 95 degrees, and Zeke reffed every match. And the best part about it, like,
and
he wasn't, like,
years.
Wiping his head. Like, between matches, he was drinking. But, like, in the ring, bro was no-sold the shit out of the heat. He's running around, you know, with the action. He's down there, one, two, you know. He's right there in position.
Jesus
Christ. He reffed every match.
That's because I'm hungry for this shit. Like, that's what I'm the most excited. Like, give me 20
Nobody
matches.
Nobody else, none of the other refs showed up, and he's like, fuck it, I'll ref.
I'll ref the whole damn show. I bet.
They're talking
give
about getting somebody else to ref a match. He's like, I got it. That was here, right?
Give me 20 matches.
That was here, right?
That was at your house. It was at two other spots. The first,
I thought the first place I've seen you ref the whole thing was here.
The first horse slam, undisclosed.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I remember that.
The
I remember that 100%.
Justin Tilly.
Damn right. You're the Iron Man of the referees.
Yep.
You are. The Iron Man Zeke.
I'm trying.
Iron Zeke.
I'm over 80-something matches just during the Corona, just during the pandemic.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
You need to get a golden shirt. A golden black shirt.
No, what
yeah.
Am I?
You get
I'm
a
not
Jeremiah golden shirt.
No, don't put on none of that 24 karat plate.
I support
you're 24 karat plated too?
I got
you're 24 karat plated too?
No, I support him as a person, but I don't support his antics.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Come
Why
on.
How many times
have he pulled me out the ring and done stuff, and did his guys did stuff behind my back?
Look, man.
Thank you.
Look. The guy.
I agree with
Maggie's,
you.
Look. If it's guy, you know, if it's grounds for disqualification, it is. If the delay helps his client, that's just smart business. It's the guy doing what he does, and he does it very well, and that's representing superstars.
Yeah, but he has no business getting in the ring unless he wants to wrestle. And if he wants to wrestle like he's been doing lately, he needs to just wrestle.
Are you challenging Jeremiah Goldmane?
No,
is that
I'm
what
not
this
challenging.
Is? You want the smoke?
I'm not challenging Jeremiah, but I respect the dude. But does refs and not try to get involved too much.
Yeah, ref is one of the most important things.
Look,
it's not the most important thing in the match.
He's in another percentile from everybody else. I mean, the rules don't always apply to everyone, bro. They just don't.
I understand.
Some people
he's
are just
golden.
Important.
He's golden and stuff. He's more important, but.
Oh, he's not. Don't say that. Don't lie to yourself. Don't
no,
lie to
I'm
yourself
not lying.
Like Greg said.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying that's how his biggest head is.
Zeke.
Like, he's golden.
He's got a perfectly proportionate head, bro.
But he always gets involved in one
no,
time.
No, he don't.
I
got
tossed
little
him
nugget.
One time. And I will toss his ass again. He will learn his lesson.
Tell him, Zeke.
You better not.
Tell him, Zeke.
I'll have you sued. He will have you sued.
He will not have anybody's suit. He's,
bro,
24 karat plated.
Zeke, you better relax, dude. He will have your license revoked.
He's 24 karat cocker.
I
he will get your license
cocker
revoked.
I will have him tossed out.
See, and you wonder why folks want to hit you with a belt.
I understand. I want all the smoke. And all the main event. Give me the smoke and
all
the main event. And I'm going to still call him down the middle.
God damn
it. If I have to raise the guy's hand who hit me with the belt tomorrow, I'll do it. And I'll call it down the middle.
Well, if you ref that match, that's, you know, spoiler. That's probably how it's going to end.
Not necessarily. If he happens to get victorious, but you never know. Because you don't even know who the guy, his opponent is. It could be one of the debuting guys.
I don't care who it is. Short of Dre Jacobs. Or MM3. Nobody is taking that title off of Dread King Logan tomorrow night.
It could be a
I can't
taker.
Think of a guy beyond the two guys I just named that are ready to just come in and take the title from Logan right now.
Fuck that.
You may be right, but everybody could have an off day.
Yep. And everybody, I want to let everybody know that coming up.
We don't even know who he's going up against. So who does he prepare for? He could underestimate.
Yeah, he laid out the challenge.
Yeah,
play the day challenge. Logan laid the challenge out. He's ready for whatever anybody brings, short of the process or maybe Dre Jacobs.
And everybody, we want to let everybody know that coming up next is the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Always a great show, so tune in right after us on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. But, yeah, so
tomorrow's
next
gonna
week, guys, is going to be – you say what?
Tomorrow's going to be a fire show.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. At the Play Atlantis, only $5.
$5, Melvin Dunn, Michigan, PWAS. You'll be able to see 1-2-3 Zeke, all your PWAS wrestlers, superstars, and, of course, your Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313.
You also can probably catch the Pro Wrestling Edge guys, Dan Brewer, Big Kaz, Brandon, and Gooch Nick, and Josh. Those guys usually make it up to the show. Always a fun time, man. You see those guys, stop and say hi. Awesome folks, man.
And hopefully Josh Harper's there because I need some more Happy Harper ice cream.
Josh Harper, Cody Fleming, and Danny Beals, they actually made their way last
on Sunday.
Actually, Saturday or Friday, Cody made it.
Yeah,
to,
Cody did make
the
it.
The Knights of Columbus show. And they all made it, I believe, to Pro Wrestling All-Stars in Play Atlantis the week before.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Hopefully they make it this
Check
Friday.
Check out your favorite podcaster, man. Say hi.
No matter which one it is, we all in it together.
Hell yeah, every one of y'all are fired.
We appreciate that, Zeke. But everybody, this has been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. I'm the Southwest Texan Dead A Cruz with my brother Greg DeMarc. And thank you, Zeke, for calling in. We love you guys. Stay tuned for the Gorilla Position up next. Wrestling Podcast.